Welcome to your girls' podcast. Wait, is that it? Your girls' podcast?
Wrong.
Is that
wrong.
The name of K-drama podcast?
Strike
K-drama.
One.
K-drama. K-drama. But we also like to talk about K-pop a lot, especially me.
Yeah, but that's not the name. That's not the name of the
show. The name is your girls' K-drama podcast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We should definitely keep all of this. Hello, and welcome to your girls' K-drama podcast. I'm Elle, and I'm here with...
Maddie.
And Christina. Hey, guys.
Elle. Gasp. Gasp.
You did a great job, Elle. You did
what
a great job.
What is this name change, Elle? Do tell more.
I'm just you want me to tell you? I think Christina should tell you.
Christina, what?
Okay, but first
why
of
is
all...
Elle, why is Elle introing this episode? What's going on?
What is this? What are we doing?
Okay,
here's the thing. I feel like, Maddie, you need to talk. Because this is you passing the baton. And
hi, everybody.
You need to be the first one.
Hi, everybody. This
there
is Maddie.
Go.
Good to talk to you guys. So we have a fun little announcement before we get into today's review of Don't Marry My Husband. Never marry my husband. He's a psycho. As you might have noticed, Elle said, this is your girl's K-drama podcast. It's not your girl, Maddie. Because we're having a bit of a shift. As you know, Christina and Elle have been amazing hosts of this podcast from basically day one. And we're just making it official, like, you know, like a wedding engagement or a proposal.
Aw.
Or,
okay.
You know,
oh.
Yeah, okay. Well,
oh.
Yeah. Just make, yeah. So, this is now your girl's K-drama podcast. And me... Christina and Elle are the official hosts of this podcast.
Woo
da,
woo.
Da, da.
Yeah. Yay.
Wedding bells are ringing.
La, la, la. So that's a very unofficial announcement for that, but you guys will see some changes, new cover art, new Instagram handle, just little baby, but the thing is really nothing changed, right, girls?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think,
nothing is changing. Go ahead.
Nothing.
I was just saying, I think that the biggest change is that Christina's probably, you're going to see a lot more about JK on the Instagram. That's probably
oh my gosh. She already made a story thing on the Instagram.
You know, I'm not sorry, so I'm not going to apologize.
Anyways,
no.
I'm really, really, really excited. This is something I'm so excited for the future of the podcast. Honestly, from day one, this was not a solo podcast. It really just never has been because of these awesome girls.
And you can talk to us on the Instagram because eventually things are going to change.
No.
The name.
Oh.
That's what I'm the name, ma'am. The name.
Yeah, Instagram
and,
will
like,
now
even,
be all three of us. So.
And even when she asked us, it was really a no-brainer because
I mean
nothing's changed.
Nothing's
really
changed.
Just the name.
Nothing's
so.
Really changed. It's kind of like, if I may, episode 16 of Marry My Husband, when the dude, the male lead, was like, what should we name our kids? And she was like, you're kind of jumping ahead. And he's like, what do you mean? Isn't that a given? I think that's kind of the way we felt.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just going to say, nah.
It was just inevitable that we would be a hosting team. You know what? Let's get into this review, shall we, ladies?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thoughts, questions,
concerns?
Can
I just plug to come and talk to us on Discord, too, about this?
Oh, yes, please.
We've got such a great little Discord community, and shout out to all of the members of our Discord.
We do, and, like, we just keep getting new members all the time. Mm-hmm. Literally all the time. It's so great. You know what, girls? Let's talk about Marry My Husband.
All right.
Like, I don't know what to say about this show. Can we start by saying episodes 1 through 11, pretty darn good. Episode 16, pretty good.
Yes.
Fine. It's fine.
Yes? Question mark.
Okay,
question mark. I do have some thoughts, but
I don't know why
yes.
The heart is gone from him or... You know, anything like that, but it's fine.
So many questions. Yeah.
So many. Episodes 11, 12 through 15, literally, why? Dumpster fire. Like an actual dumpster
get
fire.
Out.
Like
get
were,
out.
Were there different writers who had never actually seen the show?
I think so.
Is that what was going on?
I think that's what happened. I guarantee that's what
so
happened.
So consistent until, like, I would say episode one through 10. I feel like 11 started to go off the deep end. And then even through the last episode, I feel like last episode still didn't flow with episode 1 through 10 as much as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I do.
Yeah.
For me, it was literally the moment he shoved her out the door like she's a dog that needs to go potty.
Yeah.
But
after
kissing
her.
I know we're jumping, or I'm jumping to conclusions, but in episode 16, did you notice he did the same thing?
He shoved her out the door?
When?
No. She was asking him, will you marry me? And he just like walks away. And
Yeah.
It's because he was like, I want to ask you. But this does seem to be one of his flaws. We need to talk to him about this.
But with Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, that also happened. There was the female lead said, will you marry me? And then it was completely different. So I wish it was a little better.
Every drama needs to be Hometown. You know,
it's true.
Actually, yes. Okay. I would agree. Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you ladies. Did you like the male lead in this show, or is he just fine? Because I just feel like he's maybe just a straight up 5 out of 10. Like nothing great, or it's just in the middle. Christina, what are your thoughts?
I never found him swoony at all.
He's not swoony.
Yeah, I didn't.
Christina's raising
her
hand. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry. It's the teacher in me. So first episodes before the whole doghouse situation.
Correct.
I thought he was very swoony. I thought he was sweet. He advocated for the female lead, but then it just went kind of downhill, and then there wasn't anything else going for him. And
no,
that's
I agree.
My thing. That's my two cents. Just because I loved him in the beginning.
Okay.
I loved him. I just thought he was great. But
I thought with his whole, like, I'm a nerd. I can't dress myself. I have a bad haircut. I'm like, this is cute. Like, I think this might be cute. And then he, like, wanted her so bad. And he waited for her. And he was so sad he could never get her. And then he got her. And then he put her out of the doghouse. And then he, like, became this different person who was supposed to be, like, smooth and, like, cool and walking around with his briefcase. And I was like, I don't really buy it.
That's one of the bigger issues of the whole drama as a whole that I had with her, actually. Because... her past life self was such a mess, and then she gets reborn and she's suddenly like the mastermind behind everything, has like insane confidence and all that.
Literally how? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like she and who she was before are the same person whatsoever. And I know like if you have like a near-death experience, it might be a life-altering, changing thing, but I feel like her personality was completely different too.
I mean, she literally was, like, beating up a psycho by the end and being like, I'm going to rip this, you know, what's the thing where you put your wrists together? Handcuffs. I'm going to yank these handcuffs off and whip you over my shoulder. And I'm going to, like, be laughing and smiling with my boyfriend while we set up your death. Yeah. And I'm like, why are you so confident in this entire thing? I agree, Elle. Like, I just was like, I don't really know who you are as a person.
I agree too, and especially with the whole clothing shift as well. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I get it, but also how? And I mean, you look great. You look great.
How are you this fashionable all of a sudden?
Like, how are
how
you?
How did you know how to do
sudden,
this? Yeah.
Like, how did you know? And I know it was implied that she, you know, got some help and all this, but no, not
that much.
It doesn't shift that quickly. So.
No. Which I think that was a huge fault with this show, because once like episode 12 hit and all these random plot lines got thrown in, I was like, I don't really know if I'm rooting for my main characters. I don't really know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and the villains are the two main villains, not the crazy psycho villain that they threw in at the end. But two main villains were so good, and you just cheered.
Yes.
You love to root against them so much that by the end, I was like, wait, do I actually like the villains better than the leads?
I do. I do.
You know?
Yeah.
My favorite character in the show was Suman, the chick.
Yes. Yeah.
She was consistent.
Yeah.
And the actress was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And she was the character I felt like I knew by the end of the show.
Yeah.
More than anyone else.
Min Hwan, too.
I agree.
Same thing with him, I feel like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Same with me. I kept, as the show kept progressing, I watched it more because of the villains versus mm-hmm. the female and male lead. Like, yes, those were the female and male lead, but I was so impressed by these villains, and it just kept progressing and progressing. And then you would see how Soomin is with Park Min-young and all of these.
Yes.
You would just see it unravel, yeah. And you would see her for her true colors and how psychotic she was.
But it was
well done.
Yeah.
So oh yeah.
When we got the ex-fiance, that's when it went downhill also for me, just because they did such a great job with these two villains, both of them.
Yes.
I mean, Soomin, but then also the ex-husband.
Min-won
was great too.
He was so good.
Just how they built everything, and then it just kept going and going. I think that's why we were all hooked for, like, until episode 11, and then it went downhill.
I think you're right. And I think we thought we were hooked on the main characters. We weren't. We were hooked on the villains, I think.
Yeah.
And
I think one of the reasons why episode 12 was so... felt so wrong to everyone is because they introduced the other villain and we're like, No, that's not our villain. We love these
villains.
Who
are you?
We love these villains. Like, don't
we were
we, no, we're we don't need another one because we love these. Yeah.
Yeah, we already had plenty of villains and we like them.
We were team villain. Like, this
we
is
were. Where, yeah. Okay, so I didn't realize that the horrible airline girl, that she was the scapegoat for the male lead, who, because someone had to die for him, you know?
Yeah.
Did you guys realize that, or was that like lost on you too? Because that was like very lost on me.
I think that I knew that somebody had to die for him. What I didn't understand was why he didn't understand that, because he seemed to be like, oh, I'm dying. You know?
Well, he was either like, oh, I'm dying and I can't be with you, or he like acted like he forgot about his fate at all. He was one of the two. He was never
That was why he pushed her out the door in the first place, right? Because he's like,
Yes,
I can't
that
be with you because I'm gonna die. But like, aren't you trying to stop her from dying? Like, isn't that the whole point? Like, wouldn't you have the same thing? Like,
right.
Yeah.
It made no sense. It did not flow. And I feel like he was trying to save her, but then he was acting like the martyr. And then he was like, oh, I can't. And then that's why he pushed her out like a dog.
Yeah, I know. But then by the end, he acted like he wasn't going to die at all. And they never even talked about it until the airline girl dies. And then it struck me that she was his scapegoat. But I was like, wait a minute. They didn't tell us that. I didn't get that. I just thought she was another annoying character for basically no reason. Personally,
I just wish we were front loaded that information, because I was annoyed from the beginning with her, because I want and it was so sad, because I wanted more of the other villains that have been stealing the show.
Exactly.
Yes, that was when they introduced the airline girl, it was just very much, I didn't think they were going to bring another villain in, because it just was very weird. And like we said earlier, like I missed my villains. I missed the ones that we came to know.
Yeah.
And then I felt like Airline Lady wasn't even like nearly as villainous as, I mean, in a way she was more evil than like Soomin, but like Soomin was way more psychotic. Mm-hmm. That I preferred her. She had way more character than the airline girl, like way more. And it was just very odd. But although, you know, I think about it, you know, the scene when Soomin walks in on Min-hwan and Airline Lady together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the parallel.
Yes.
So I guess Airline Lady also plays a role.
I'm so sorry.
In that.
I don't know.
Airline Lady, that's the other villain.
Why is she called Airline Lady?
Because she owns over the airlines.
She is like the CEO of the airlines of the company.
Yeah.
Didn't catch that. Okay.
The UK company, right?
Yeah, she was like
United
the airline
Kingdom every time they say that.
Yeah, she's like the airline heiress or whatever. So I guess she played that role because like Min-hwan had to cheat on someone against Soomin in order for her to get her justice. So I guess she played that role too. I guess she played a role, but it was
so
just
basically
weird.
the same events have to happen. It doesn't matter who it is, but the events happened. Therefore, whoever it was bound to happen anyway. So is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. And I guess the thing is, at the beginning, Jiwon, her husband cheated on her with Soomin. So then somebody had to cheat on Soomin with Minhwan. Somebody had to in order for Soomin to get that justice. So I guess that's why they introduced Airline Lady. Part of the reason is because someone had to Minhwan had to cheat with somebody.
Yeah.
I guess. Now that I'm thinking about it.
And that's why Jiwon thought it had to be her. She was like, I'm going to seduce
him.
Jiwon
thought it had to be her, exactly.
And then she realized she didn't need to because he was already cheating on her.
But the whole thing... Okay. We just, as viewers, we didn't really realize that. So we were just like, why is this girl in this show? I think I would rather have like plot holes than have to deal with a character I don't really care about.
Yes.
Like I think so personally, but
no, I just wished maybe it was a character that we already knew and not just introduced her because they had to set her up. And then but then they needed conflict between the two leads. And I just felt like it was a little sloppy. Just because we were trying to get some positivity with the two leads. And then this happened. And then Park Min Young was like, nope, I can't. I'm like, actually, they weren't ever together. So not a big deal.
And it was just weird how Park Min Young was like the moment that male lead. Well, the moment that airline chick comes in, she's just like, I can't be around you, male lead. I can't believe you. I'm like, you didn't do anything. Like, why would you trust this random lady?
Yeah.
I'm confused. Like, I'm just like so confused.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was just seemed pointless.
Yeah. Her whole personality just changed too, and it was hard to believe at some points. So
I agree. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I think the first like 8 or 9, 10 episodes, it like preserved a sense of her personality. It like preserved and the male lead. Mm-hmm. It was like she was kind of timid, but she was learning to be strong. And the male lead was like pretty awkward, but he was learning to be forward and he was trying to get her after all these years. And then kind of like you said earlier, Elle, it's like the second half of the show happened and suddenly they're supposed to be like super suave, like spy assassin people. It's like, when did you become these people? Like, I don't understand where you got this. This isn't lining up. So
it's like different writers suddenly started writing for
it. It was just weird.
It was weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I think one of the best parts of the last couple episodes was that her hot bodyguard. I mean, he just showed up out of nowhere.
Yes,
That was so random.
It made me not mind having the airline lady there. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he had great bone structure. Just chiseled.
I didn't understand his role at all.
He was the mole.
Was he helping out the lead, the male lead at the end? But then he was. I don't understand. And then she caught on, airline lady caught on, was like, okay, I'm done. Bye. Okay, bye.
Right.
Annyeong.
Annyeong. Okay, I think, personally, I was thinking this at the end. I was like, I think they should have written the show where male lead was not from the future. And he did not have a fate against him either, because then there was so much plot with her trying to rewrite her fate. It's like his fate was forgotten. And I think it would have been just as swoony if she like came back in time and there was just a random guy who fell in love with her. Like it could be any Joe Schmo. He didn't need to be from the future. I don't think so.
That was a cool reveal, though. Like that whole BTS thing. That was pretty cool. I liked the lead up to that.
I think they did that. If anything, they had him be from the future because they could have that reveal.
The BTS reveal. You know?
Was a great reveal.
It was.
So good.
That was a good reveal.
It was good.
Maybe he just shouldn't have died in the future because then there was this whole plot of he died. What are we going to do?
But I could totally see if, let's ignore that BTS reveal. If he was not from the future and he was just there, he was one in 2013 that still liked her. And then we can see her perspective from, 10 years ago of what she remembers, this like mousy guy, right?
Yes.
And then he would see her change and grow and be like, oh, I've always liked her. Now she's standing up for herself. Like, this is great. Which, I could have seen that too. So I yeah. agree also.
Yeah. Well, that was the good part of the show, really. That's what gripped us from the beginning, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, you know the scene when they're like laying in the grass and he's like has a horrible so haircut sweet. And they're just kind of like laying there, and it's a long, long, long time ago. And I was like, this is going to be cute. He's going to get the girl finally. Like I was, but then once it actually happened and it's like episode 16 and he's proposing, I was like, I don't really feel it.
Yeah. Same thing. I was like, same.
Yeah, it's fine. I guess. Yeah.
I agree.
I think we didn't feel it because they were backtracking. This is what happened. It was a steady uphill, like getting better, getting better, getting better. And then yes. they hit the top and then it went downhill. It was like down, 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 down. Oh, oops. Okay. Let's try to go up. And then they were trying to yeah. save it. So
Elle, I think Elle, like we've liked shows like Bad Prosecutor and stuff in the past with like these intricate plots because they were like 12 episodes.
Yeah.
And they
it's
just
too
like
long.
Got yeah. it done with and then we're done. Yeah. And I think the show was just too long. Like, what if it was just 12 episodes and the yeah. only plot line
or 10
was Soomin and Minhwan and they got their justice and it's we called it a day. I think I would have felt the chemistry mm-hmm. if we didn't have episodes like 12 through 15 in the middle. Yeah. I think I would have been like, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It just lost us, you know?
Yes.
And then I was the end, like watching the finale because we're going to record a review on it and I needed to watch the show. But I was like, I don't know if I would have watched this on my own. You know, like I think it lost me.
Yeah.
Just because I didn't know what I was rooting for. Other than like we said, I liked the villains the best. I liked anytime Soomin came on screen the last couple episodes, I'm like, okay, yeah, I like mm-hmm. her. I can trust her character. I know exactly who she is.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And Minhwan, even though he died, so he wasn't yeah. 16, but you know, like
yeah. I just with this show, it was there was a solid 11 episodes. They had everything going for it. It just, they kept building upon it, all the things, like even with Soomin and then seeing, you know, that reunion, that was amazing. Seeing how,
yes.
When they were eating food in the cafeteria and
uh-huh.
in the real 2013, Park Min Young was the one that fell and got yeah. all dirty. Like all of it was so genius, and Soomin
yes.
did it. I hope she wins awards for this show because she deserves
totally.
It.
Oh my gosh,
totally.
She was so good. I know that she's been in like Fight for My Way. I think I've seen her in something else too. I can't remember, but like she was. I'm
she's phenomenal.
Very impressed by that actress. She was so good.
Yeah, what is she next?
Really,
I want to watch it.
I don't know. I would watch it too, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about. I don't know who the guy who played Minhwan was, but. It was really interesting because I could not figure out who I hated more. Like, who did you guys hate more? I can't figure it out. I
feel like I ended up liking both of them, though, you know?
But, like, who was the worst? Who was the most psychotic? Like,
Soomin.
See, I yeah, think so, too.
He
but
was just,
Minhwan
like, selfish and lazy, but she was, like, a true sociopath.
That's
you know?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah,
he was terrible though.
She was super terrible.
She was more vindictive, and then she everything she did, she had a reason. I feel like with the ex-husband, he just was very selfish, wanted what he wanted, and
he was
dumb. Wanted to go through life. You know, he really was. That's really what yeah. it is. And so, and he just did everything, and he was lazy. So, but Soomin, oh, she knew. Everything was planned out. She knew, even though she also just was like acting dumb, even though she wasn't. And
yeah,
every little thing. And then that's when Park Min Young, when she called her out on things, she's like, "Huh? What?" Like just
no, yeah. And when Soomin would call back in like episode like 7 or 8, when Soomin, what was her name, like? My other side or something, my other half.
Yeah.
When she would just call and call and call and call and call and call, like it gave me the heebie jeebies. I'm like, get out of here. Like you are so scary. Like stop. Like if I was Jiwon, I'd be like, get out. Like, that just gave me the creeps. Like, that was creepier than when she was actually trying to burn her house down. I'm like, stop calling her.
Yeah, it was.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, yeah, but you're my other half. I can't do anything without you. I'm like, get out. Like, it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot. It's so gross. Yeah.
It was ugh. Codependency, like, times 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
they showed us why, too. So I felt like we knew her really well. Like, they showed us the whole, like, she targeted her from the beginning mm-hmm. because she just didn't want her to ever be happy. So she has to be by her side.
Yeah, it was.
So that she can never
be happy.
Hurt people,
hurt people.
Oh, my gosh.
She was absolutely obsessed.
I think it was her downfall. A little by the end, I was like, how did you not see that humongous camera in the corner of this room, Suman, while you were confessing? You know, like when she's pouring the gasoline everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, how did you not see this? She's just so arrogant. I think she just. I don't know.
I think in that situation, I can see her not noticing the camera because she was desperate at that point and she didn't know what else to do. Yeah. And it was like, it was tunnel vision. She didn't know. She was just trying to bring her Park Min Young down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that didn't even faze her.
No. Okay. Should we talk about the other characters in the show? Because there was a smattering of them. A lot of them didn't have a point. Elle loves
this
chef,
one. I love.
I do. I had third male lead syndrome.
I can't even say Min Hwan is a male lead. I cannot. I guess Min Hwan is a male lead. So I guess
he is.
Chef,
he's the second male. He might be the first male lead, honestly.
Third male lead, I guess.
But the chef, he was so cute. Oh my god,
was cute.
He was so cute.
I have zero idea why he's in the show. Like, literally no clue why.
I actually wanted more of him and the sister because I loved her and I loved him. And they were supposed to have some sort of romance, but we didn't really see it. And I wanted it. No. I wanted it really bad. I thought they would have been
so they didn't
cute.
Even hold hands.
Yeah. She I wanted to see it.
Touched his ear.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts, you know?
Or yeah.
Touched his hand.
I was thinking about it. The third male lead, he actually, sadly, he didn't really have a point.
But he was cute.
But the sister, she was my favorite character.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
loved
sweet
her.
She was. She loved bread and she loved eating. And she was like, oh. And then I loved her. I loved the reveal when we figured out that she is the sibling of the male lead. That was really cool.
So, yes,
but I loved her. I really loved her. Mm-hmm. So
I think she was phenomenal, and I thought the chef was cute. It just was funny because I the whole time I'm like, surely he has a point. And then it got to the point.
Nope.
It got to the end of the show, and I said, no, he didn't. Which is why he was so disposable. Like, they would go episodes on end without mentioning him at all. Like, not even a little bit.
He was fine.
So
How about the fourth male lead?
Who the frick is the fourth male lead?
The HR guy. The HR lawyer guy.
Okay. I liked him.
Is the number
Team
one in
HR.
The show. He's the best guy in the show.
I loved him. I was in for that love story. I was so committed.
So woony. Yeah, you're right. There was, oh my gosh. No, okay. HR boy and cancer, like the friend with cancer. They were adorable.
Jiran.
Yeah, is that her name?
Jiran.
They were so cute. It was definitely like another scapegoat storyline. Obviously, she was the one who had to get sick, but I actually really enjoyed that. Like, that was a nice story.
Yeah.
She was literally Park Min Young's character in the past, and so everything that was happening to her with her husband and with her working and then he's doing nothing and she's the breadwinner, the sole breadwinner of the family.
Yes.
And then all the things getting walked on, all the things was happening to her. So it was literally
but
Park Min Young.
The big difference though being that she, Jiran had the support system.
I know.
At the end.
Like she had parents who loved her. She had a daughter who cared about her. You know, she had coworkers.
True.
You know, she did have a support system that Jiwon never had, you know?
Yes, but yes, and G1 didn't have kids either, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I do find this interesting because, like, G1's fate, she had like a couple big fates. She was sick, she got cheated on, and she died.
Murdered,
I guess.
Yeah.
Murdered.
Yeah, murdered, yeah.
So I guess, like, since what's her name? What was her name? Judim? The friend at work that got sick.
Juron.
She took the sickness fate from her, and she took the being cheated on fate from her. So actually, why did Suman have to get cheated on? I guess she didn't. That fate was already done. Right? I just thought about that. She didn't need to be cheated on. Another reason why Airline Lady did not need to be in the show.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she had to. I think the only other fate left over was someone was dying, and the writers didn't want to kill off, you know, the friend from work, which makes sense. So they had to kill off a villain.
Yeah.
Min-Won.
Yeah.
Although it's kind of satisfying to see, like, Suman get exactly what she gave, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. And I think they needed to have the exact same thing happen. She ended up being the one married, and then she was the one getting cheated on. That whole situation needed to happen exactly. It didn't need to be the same people, but it had to actually happen. And that happened
with
Park Min Young.
Do you think the writers, Christina, do you think the writers should have made Suman also get sick then? Someone had to get sick.
No,
you think it's good that the friend at work got sick? Do you think that was a good plot line? Because someone had to get sick?
No, because I liked that friend.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, they chose not to put everything on Suman for whatever reason. They put
some of the fate on things.
Yeah. But then Min-Won got the real fate of dying. It just was all a little, I think on paper, I can see how the writer's like, this is good. But when it was going on, it just got a little discombobulating. I was like, I can't keep track. It's too many hours. Like, I feel like this plot would fit well into like a movie where it's like 2 hours and you know exactly what's going on.
Yes.
But the drama was just too long.
Yes.
Like, it just was
it
too long.
Been, like you guys said, 12 episodes. Think about it. Look at it. We could even do
10.
The math. Here we
I
go.
Say 10.
Yeah, or even 10. Or even 10. But think about it. We were good till episode 11, and then 12, 13, 14, 15, 6. No.
No.
We could have, it could have been boom.
What was it, Christina? It was like episode 14 or 13. Me and you were like watching at the same time, and we were like,
we were just straight up mad.
Podcast plans on the chat, and we were like, why are we not invested in this episode? And I remember the leads were like supposed to be cuddling, and we're like, nah. No.
We didn't buy it.
I don't buy it. Like, I'm confused.
Are we extra disappointed just because of how good it was too?
I think so.
Was it really that bad, or is it just because it was so good that
it was
because
it
was bar was so high?
Good.
It was so good in the beginning. It was so good.
It was so good. Like, let's talk about how good it was. I mean, I feel like from the beginning, like, I haven't seen villains written that well, and just the whole, like, episode one, she's so, like, everything in her life sucks so much that all you want to see is everything go different. And I thought the male lead was cute because he was so nerdy, and I was like, this is gonna be great. And then
genres too was really genius. Like, sometimes it was horror, sometimes it was a rom-com, sometimes it was just like a drama, straight up drama, you know. It was so intriguing, and it really kept you captivated the whole time until episode
and there was
12.
There was a mix of everything. Like, there was like moments where they were just like at work and the girls were just becoming friends, and then there was like that horrible like misogynistic boss, and there was just like all this K-drama elements that just all mixed in, and the leads are like, I think I like you, I don't know, you know. And it was like, ah. And then I was like looking forward to their first kiss, and it was like, yeah. And it was the moment the kiss ended that it was like, cute stuff gone, everyone's a psycho, more psychos, third male lead's gone, everyone's gone. And then it was like 16, they tried to resurrect moments, and I was like, I don't remember what was going on with all these people
before they get married and have kids. Yeah. It'll all be okay. Yeah.
It would all
put the Band-Aid on.
Boys, the boys were cute though. Yeah. Those little twins were adorable once they were like eight. So oh my gosh.
Her dress was super cool too.
No, but it was, I mean, in the beginning of the show too, we were seeing everything unravel and seeing it a second time for Park Min Young. And so just even seeing the villains, all of that happening and her not even noticing that they were flirting from the beginning and then that taking off and then she's trying to get them together too. Like, all of it was just so well done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wonder what the, what is this, a web drama? Or no, a webtoon?
Webtoon,
yeah. It's a webtoon. I wonder how that was. Like, I almost want to read. People say they really liked it. How was that?
It's been really popular if they made a K-drama about it.
I know, but they also did that with A Good Day to Be a Dog. So
yes, that's what I was just going to say. Elle, you read that one.
Yeah.
did you read Marry My Husband?
No.
I think it was funny. The whole show, I was like waiting for the male lead to be swoony for me. I was just like waiting for it to happen. Yeah. I was like, one day this male lead is going to be swoony. It never happened. It never happened.
Yeah, it was for me. He was in the beginning for me. I really will say that. And then then when all the things happened, when he was like, I'm going to be a martyr and oh no, I'm going to still die. And no, you shouldn't be with me. Then it just went downhill. And so when they were trying to redeem themselves as a cute couple, I had a hard time and I wasn't buying it, which unfortunately was so sad because I really liked him. They tried to at the end. I see... We can just talk about the end. They were talking about and they showed the kids and they showed all this happy ending. Like, I think all of that was supposed to give us like giddy feelings. But
yes,
in my opinion, I didn't get those. No. I just when it ended, I was like, I did a shoulder shrug.
It's over.
Like, oh, OK. Let me write that down that I finished.
Yeah, it was like immediately forgettable for me. And usually I go in and I like... I want to go in and like put it in rank order of where to put.
Yes.
Put it. And no, I haven't even ranked it yet. I don't even know.
Because it's forgettable.
It's very forgettable to me.
You already forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's a middle drama for you, Elle, that you have?
Drama. Hold on. Let me look at my list.
I know. She has a really cool list. You guys, she has a really cool list.
I do not have a list.
I've finished 52 dramas. I've started like 60 or so, but so 52, that would be
what's
like
a mid-range?
20,
what's number 25?
28, is that middle? Cheer Up.
Yeah. Oh, I love Cheer Up. That's like one of my favorites.
Honestly, the majority of these I actually really like. The majority of these K-dramas I really like. If I didn't like it, I didn't finish it, you know?
Fair enough.
Almost all of the ones on this list are ones I like, except for ones with Rowoon in it.
Except for the ones with Rowoon in it.
You know, bye-bye now.
I'm now disinvited from the podcast.
No, we love you. We love you a lot.
We love you. Christina, this might make up. She doesn't like Rowoon, and we didn't finish My Demon, and I think it all balances out.
It's okay. Rowoon,
I think it balances.
I know.
I'm sorry. I think My it Demon balances is so much out. Better than any Rowoon
Wait,
show.
She didn't finish Rowoon. The King's Affection.
Christina, I totally disagree, never... but it's okay.
She didn't finish The King's Affection. We've never
it
held
was
this
so
over
boring.
Her.
It was uncontrollably boring.
I disagree, but that's fine.
I got halfway through them.
Well, I got halfway through handle it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But it's so funny because we all have different tastes. Like a lot of Elle's top dramas, I couldn't even finish, you guys. Like, no, ma'am.
Nuh-uh.
But you know what? Everyone's different, so it's fine.
I still love my friends.
But it's funny, though, because then sometimes some of the dramas, like Home Cha, we both are
absolute favorite show of all time.
Yep.
It's the
that
best show.
Was, it was good.
Best
it's not
show
my
ever.
Favorite. I don't think us
it's
three.
It's not
have,
Maddie's favorite. I know. It's not.
I don't think us three have one show that we all agree is great.
Do we?
Do
okay,
we?
I'm looking. Wait, Extraordinary Tourney Woo.
Oh, that's a great show.
Who could not like that show?
Everyone
loves
that show.
Like the only one.
Universally
that's the
beloved.
Only one.
Universally beloved. True.
Well,
the only
also,
one.
What was the one we were just talking about last night, Christina?
Oh, I love it. Dr. Slump?
Yeah, oh, I love Dr. Stump. That's ending. We don't know how that's ending.
We don't know yet.
It could
we
go
don't know
up
yet.
True.
No,
true.
It's the one where she was
oh, her private
fan.
Life.
Her private life. Did you like that, Maddie? Because I
that's
love
just
that
a,
one.
Yes, that's a great drama.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone
that
loves
one's
that
good.
Drama.
That's
Another
good.
One. Everyone loves. We could it's agree not like on. top, but everyone loves that drama.
We all like Castaway Diva, too.
Oh, freaking Tarzan hands. I love Castaway Diva.
I like it. It's not my favorite, but I really liked it.
It was my favorite of 2023, as I've stated before.
Wait, I gotta say something. I know this is off topic, but you know the Ronju in Castaway Diva?
Yes.
I was telling Elle this. Ronju is married to Hot Reporter and Healer in real life.
Lucky Ronju! What the frick? He is so hot.
I know. I feel like we should ask him what nail color she had during that show.
I think we should.
We've been trying to find it.
I do.
Can I just tell you guys that your Healer through two was like one of my favorite podcasts ever. It made me so happy.
Are you just saying
as somebody
that
who loves
Healer. Wait, are you just saying that because you are friends with us?
I loved that. I was watching it. The only thing that took me out of it is when you guys started bashing my demon. But other than that, like, it was such a good podcast.
You know, we did that for you, ma'am.
I know you did.
I feel
you
like you were bashing Healer, but in a loving way. Because I
we were bashing it because I love
it.
It's
we're
great.
We're hamming it. In a good way.
Yeah.
I love that show.
It's a 2014 drama, but I feel like it was from... like it should be from 2002. Like, let's be real.
A long time ago.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
Ji Chang Wook.
Well, I think
oh, my gosh.
I think Mary My Husband has broken a record that our review was only about 20 minutes long of this show. Like, what show has given us that little to talk about?
That was the least prepared I've ever been for a podcast, too.
But also, usually we just, like, go on and on. But I think... each character in the show had literally 1 centimeter of depth. So there's... I don't want to talk about any other characters.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's just no point.
Suman, and that's it. Yeah.
I will say, though, once the end of the year K-drama awards come around, I have a feeling one or two of these characters might show up. And that by saying...
Best
the,
villain?
Villain, for sure. And then the sister was such a fun, like, secondary female lead kind of deal that I love her. So I feel like I might mention her, too.
I was going to say that it could win for a most convoluted plot, but then there's a show about a person turning into a chicken nugget that's about to come out, so.
Cannot wait. The year
I
is
remember.
Young. The year is young.
And it's the My Demon Girl, Elle.
It is.
Yeah,
she's
it is.
So great. I love her.
It is. You know what? I think this might redeem my demon for if I like this show, but Chicken Nugget, it'll, you know, everything's redeemed. I'm just kidding. Well, thank you everyone for listening, even though this was a very unconventional review.
It was a very short review.
Here's the thing, though. I think we said everything we need to say.
Yeah. We're good.
I don't feel the need to say anything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do we rank it? I don't know. Like, what would you give it? 5 out of 5 stars? I don't know.
Should we rank it out of 5 stars?
I would probably, I would do in the middle, 3.
Ooh.
Ah.
I feel like that's high.
I feel like I rank things
you
according
think it's,
to.
You think it's 2? Like, do you think it's lower than that? If it's.
I would say 2.5.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's like the first half was so good. The second half was so bad. So 2.5.
Yeah, but then if you put for me, this is just for me. I'm just saying because most of the episodes up to one point, I really did thoroughly enjoy. Mm-hmm. So then I was just putting that into account because
that's
then
true.
All this other stuff. So that was my only, that's why I have a 3, but 2.5, mm-hmm. 2 sounds good too.
My question.
Go ahead.
I asked myself is would I recommend this show to somebody? I asked like when I finish a show, would I recommend this to anybody? No, I would not.
No.
I would not. Because if they want a revenge show, I'm sure there's one better out there. If they want a cute romance, guarantee there's a better one out there. if they want a great Park Min Young show, there's better ones out there.
I mean, if they want to be disappointed, maybe you could recommend this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they want to feel confused and a little like unsure about things, if they want characters to have no point, I think I would recommend this show.
Maybe if they want a good villain. Yeah. If they want a good villain, I would recommend this
one. There you go. Yep.
Yeah. It just started out so strong. It's giving me some Lovely Liar vibes, how it started so strong.
It did.
I liked Lovely Liar better than this.
The thing about the Lovely Liar, though, is we talked for a while in our review about Lovely Liar. Like, it had redeeming qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about its redeeming qualities. Park Min Young is beautiful. Okay, so that was
great. Is that a redeeming quality?
She was rocking all those outfits.
Great actress.
That was great. The male lead was
really tall.
He was a very tall person. That was nice.
Got that good one.
Soomin was phenomenal. She's the shining star of this show. Min Hwan
was Sister
was great.
We all want her to be our bestie.
The office environment was meh. It was fine. Very forgettable. The settings in general were pretty forgettable. The cat was fine, I guess.
The mystery was interesting for most of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fact that her own parents wanted to murder her was going over the edge.
Okay, we didn't talk about that, but that was awful.
That's over the frickin' edge. So I was like, I think you've lost your marbles.
I think I changed my rating. It's like a 2.5. It's getting lower.
When we
storyline. Mm-hmm.
There were very weak storylines, like we're gonna make at-home HelloFresh boxes. Sponsored by HelloFresh, and the chef was going to be there. That was cool for a minute. That's pretty much it. So
the chef didn't need to be there. Also, the HR guy did not need to be there.
No, but he was just swoony.
He did,
but I loved him. So I'm saying that just like matter of fact, like as a matter of fact. I'm like,
You know what? You know what we didn't talk about was the grandfather's home office that had the giant boulder in the middle of it. For a minute?
That's what I mentioned. Remember when I was like, you guys.
Yes.
What
Christina
is
sent me a picture of that.
Because I was ahead of you guys. I sent it first to one of you. I can't remember who it was.
You didn't send it to me or else I would have noticed. No, I sent it to Maddie when I saw it because I was like, what is this?
Then I thought, okay, what if I had a giant boulder in the middle of my classroom? Like, just in the middle of it. Just the
Try
middle.
It. I think the weirdest part of that.
I feel like your kids would play with it and write on it.
Oh, they would definitely write horrible, like, horrible things that you should never say out loud. They would, like, graffiti it with it. Yeah. 100%.
No, the weirdest part, though, was that the male lead walked by the boulder like there was nothing weird about it. That was the worst part.
And my question is, does the grandfather, when nobody's looking, climb on it?
Is, are we supposed to like the grandfather? I don't know. I don't.
Good question.
I am very confused about his plot line and if we're supposed to like this man. I don't really care, but
I still don't know exactly how the sister is related or not related either.
They didn't close that.
And
like,
where are her parents?
Let us know.
Oh, so confused.
Does she have parents?
I don't know.
Did somebody murder the dad of the male lead? Like,
hard to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know nothing.
I think the just to say the swooniest moment of this entire show, hands down though, was when they were at that freaking camping trip. Like episode 7.
That was a good episode.
I don't know. Back when it was so good. And the male lead shows her his heart on his chest. And he's like, I'm your allowance. And then she's trying to swim through the water. And then he finds her and he's like, I want to be your stable land. I was like, this is great.
Loved that.
Loved that.
But
that
then in the very next episode, we find out that she's like a really good swimmer. Like, did that whole scene need to happen? You know?
Yeah.
But he got to say, I want to be your solid land. Mm-hmm. Also, why? Okay, we've never talked about the magic taxi. The fact that it was apparently her
father. It was her dad,
who sent them back in time.
Like, what is this? I don't
know. Okay,
and then they go through a magic tunnel.
Why did the male lead's heart stop being on his chest at the end?
Because
his ex-girlfriend died. Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why? It's actually a stupid question. No. I just asked.
No, I think that's why, but like there's no connection. So like how are we supposed to make that connection?
He's like showering and he's like,
we had
oh my gosh, my heart's gone. And she's like, what's wrong?
It was supposed to be swoony, but I was like, okay, moving on. Let's go.
And you know when he was wearing
next.
You know what he was wearing? You know when he was wearing the Santa hat? The end. And then he's kissing her. I was like, take the hat off. Take the hat off. Don't wear the hat.
By the way, his apartment with the whole cat thing.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Did you like that?
If I was a cat person, I would think that was really cool.
I'm not a cat person, so I was like, don't do that.
I thought it was so cool. The whole wall was like cat stuff, you know?
Fair enough.
But like, it's like if you have a dog, like Charlie, your doggies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your little doggy.
I do like doggies. I like doggies.
Like, that would be cool.
That was cute when they were raising that cat together back when they were in college. That was a cute
scene. She didn't even know. She was a co-parent.
I liked that scene. That was cute. That was nice.
When they played Capture the Flag, my favorite, I just loved to see Suman in action. She was just so manipulative.
Oh, that was a great episode.
She was trying to get whatever she wanted. She did whatever to make other people work so that she can get what she wanted. I was like,
get the number one flag.
Moly.
That was the peak of this show, that Capture the Flag episode. That was a good one.
Yep.
That really was. Yeah. Well, you know what? This has been a good time. I'm glad we reviewed this show together. And
it's our first show review together.
I wish it was more like, but, you know,
hopefully next time we will review one we actually like together.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This is the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you.
Something new. It feels alright.
It feels alright
to be. You know what? I got nothing. I am not a good singer.
Oh man.
Should we have like questions to answer? Like, come on Discord and tell us what was your highlight of the show? What
tell
was
your highlight
quality?
Tell us your ranking out of 5. Is it 2.5 like ours? Tell us if there's anything memorable about the show you're going to bring with you going forward. Tell us if the male lead was ever swoony to you. I'm curious about this.
Would you recommend it
to
a friend?
He was swoony in the beginning.
Yeah, would you recommend to a friend?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
Word of advice, do not marry her husband.
Don't. No. Her husband is literally the
worst. He's dead now, so.
Her husband will try to murder you, guaranteed.
And will cheat on you.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you had a really great day, and I hope you enjoyed watching Marry My Husband. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We did it.
Wait. Hold on. Let me say it. Annyeong Yeereubun.
Annyeong Yeereubun.
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 Bye, everybody.
Bye.